Okay, obviously tonight begins Lag BaOmer, so I wanted to just reflect together with you for 2 minutes or so on the Ashkenazic tradition. Of course, the Svardim primarily mark the 34th day of the Omer based on the reading that the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva passed away until Pros Atzeres, which means 15 days before Shavuos. So if I were to ask you the following question, I'll ask you directly. Who do you think is sort of like the hero of Lag BaOmer? You know, it's like a little bit strange to say, we follow the tradition, the Ashkenazim of the Bali Atosos, that this is when the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva stopped dying, this terrible plague where 24,000, you know, people died. By the way, well, wonderful to see the Resniks. Very, very good to see John and Jake back with us. And so if I were to ask you, like, you know, is it such a cause for celebration? God willing, one day, when this is over, right, it's a sober moment, you know, thousands and tens of thousands of people have died. So like the celebration itself is a little bit puzzling. So what exactly are we celebrating? I'm not saying it's a good thing that people would continue to pass away, but a little bit of sobriety, this isn't, they just marked the 75th anniversary of VE Day, right? So what are they so excited about? Okay, I see, looks like Miriam has a suggestion. Miriam, go ahead. I saw a hand.
Miriam, did you want to say something?
I saw, yeah.
Miriam says, the holiday is Lag BaOmer.
That is correct. Exactly right. That's about as sure as I can be also, to be honest, about what it is that we're celebrating. But I do think that there are two things that are really worth pointing out. One of them is, I think, Rabbi Akiva himself. You know, Rabbi Akiva had just suffered this incredible devastation, right? 24,000 students, Rabbi Akiva changed his life to be able to teach them and to guide them, and he experienced this unimaginable loss. And the Gemara comments on Rabbi Akiva's fortitude, on his resilience, based on a pasuk in Kohelet, "Baboker zra zarecha l'erev al tanech yadecha, ein chayodeh zeh yichshar, zeh zeh uvim shneim ke'echad tovim." And Rabbi Akiva went, and he continued on. He didn't go bury himself in a hole somewhere. But Bar Rabbi Akiva Yitzel Rabbi Hosenu Shevedarum, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua, Vehem Hem Hem Idu Taro Sasha. Which means that one of the things that we should be focusing on Lag BaOmer is the idea of resilience. That Rabbi Akiva didn't just, you know, pack it in his life and say, you know, I'm traumatized and there's nothing I can do. But Rabbi Akiva felt that Torah had to go on. He lived by that, and as we know, he died by that. You know, Torah always has to go on. And I think that's at least one thing for us to keep in mind. And the second thing to keep in mind is, according to this tradition that we have, it's not found in the Gemara, but that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai somehow emerges on Lag BaOmer, or maybe it's associated with his passing. Right, the famous story in the Gemara in Shabbos, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, he criticizes the Romans, and he has to go into the cave, and then he emerges from the cave, and it doesn't go well. He's very intolerant of the world, and it says that he was basically incinerating anything that he looked at, because these people were doing like earthly activities like farming and other basic, you know, normal life activities, and the Bas Kol comes out, the heavenly voice comes out and says, "L'charev olami yitzasem, did you come out of the cave, Rabbi Shimon and his son, Rabbi Lazar, to destroy the world? Is that acceptable? Chizru lachem lemaraschem." You have to go back into the cave. And eventually, right, when Rabbi Shimon comes out of the cave, so Rabbi Lazar, his son, is still not reconciled with the world, but the Gemara says that any place that Rabbi Lazar would destroy, Rabbi Shimon would repair. And the final reconciliation came when they saw a simple Jew on Erev Shabbos running, carrying two hadassim, and they stopped him and they said, like, "What are you carrying these hadassim for?" And his response was, you know, "Echad keneged shamor, v'echad keneged zachor." He wasn't the greatest Torah scholar in the world, but he had a sense of Kavod Shabbos, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was very comforted by seeing how people, even people who hadn't been immersed in Torah for over a decade in a cave, could appreciate mitzvos, could try to honor the Shabbos to the very best of their abilities. I think two ideas to keep in mind on Lag BaOmer are the resilience of Rabbi Akiva and the basic tolerance Rabbi Shimon Yochai had to learn. He had to learn it the hard way, but the basic tolerance of others. In different ways, we could spend a lot of life sort of angry at people for not living up to our standards. In whatever area, those could be standards in Torah, those could be standards of observance, those could be standards in other areas of life, professional success. You know, people look down on people who aren't as successful as them, or maybe they're not as wealthy as them, or whatever it is. You know, you can spend a lot of time being judgmental of other people for not, you know, having as much of whatever it is that a person deems to be important. But if you go through life that way, instead of being able to see the good in people and to see the things that we can all learn from one another, one ends up being a very judgmental, very angry person. And that's also part of the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, of learning to appreciate the good in this person that would never plumb the depths of whatever secrets of Torah, you know, he had mastered in that cave. So, as best as I can tell, part of the significance of Lag BaOmer is a celebration of Rabbi Akiva's resilience, but also of this basic virtue that we should all have of tolerance and acceptance of other people. And if indeed, as the Gemara says, the great sin of the students of Rabbi Akiva was lo nahagu kavod ze bazeh, that they were intolerant of each other, so then the tolerance that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai learned the hard way is a very, very important thing. You know, we should make an additional effort, especially as we approach Shavuos, which is our collective Kabbalah Satorah, again, each person at their own level, over these next few weeks as we move from Lag BaOmer for the Svardim Lamedalad BaOmer, through to the next few weeks, really, just over 2 weeks, you know, until Shavuos, this is really the theme that we should be focusing on, is an acceptance of other people and a non-judgmental posture, as best as we can, towards other people. This was the lesson of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai that he learned the hard way. Hopefully we can learn it a little bit easier from his story.